From Spark and Anvil and Cold Realm, this is Stash, in Chapter 1 of the Code Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Stash wasn't a fuzzy animal or a talking robot. Stash was a box, a small painted wooden box that sat on the classroom workbench, with a label on its side and a little value visible inside. The label read, "Name equals X." You could open the box to put a value in, or open it to take a value out. That was the whole of Stash. "This is Stash," Loop said, patting the box. She always spoke on Stash's behalf, because Stash never pretended to be a person. "Stash is a variable, a labeled box. And I want to be honest with you right away, the way Stash would if it could talk. I am not a mind. I do not think. I do not decide. I hold a value until you call for it. I am a box." A few kids who'd come in nervous, sure that coding variables would be something huge and mysterious, sat up a little. Loop lifted the lid. "Watch, I'll put a value in." She set a card marked 5 inside and closed it. On the little screen behind her, it showed X equals 5. That's called assignment, putting the value 5 into a box labeled X. Then she opened the box and held up the 5 for everyone to see. And this is reference, asking for whatever's in the box right now. Print X, and out comes 5. She smiled. "A variable has 2 parts, and only 2. A name, the label on the side, and a value, whatever's inside. That's it. Put in, take out."
"Now, the part that surprises people," Loop said. She opened the box, took out the 5, and dropped in a card marked 10. The screen updated. X equals 10. Same box, same label, still X, but brand new contents. That's reassignment. You can empty the box and refill it whenever you like. The label stays put. The value can change as often as you want. She held up different cards. And lots of kinds of things can go in the box, not just numbers. A bit of text, like, "Hello," or a whole list of things, depending on the language's rules. The box doesn't care much what you keep in it. It just holds it, steady, until you come back for it.
"Two more things, and they're about being kind to future you," Loop said, tapping the label. "First, names matter. A good label tells you what's in the box. Score, player name, current level. A lazy label like X or temp or data leaves you guessing later what you even stored." She pointed around the room to imaginary boxes. "Second, scope. Some boxes sit out where the whole program can reach them. Others live only inside one little corner, one function's workbench, and vanish when that job is done. Knowing where a box can be reached keeps you from hunting for a value that isn't there." She closed Stash gently. "But under all of it, Stash is still just box, label, value. Put in, take out, change the contents." A student who'd been chewing her lip finally asked the thing she'd been dreading. "Is this the part that's really hard? Variables?" Loop shook her head and opened Stash one more time, showing the plain card inside. "Not hard. Box, label, value. Put in, take out, change. That's all a variable is." And Stash sat there on the bench, quiet and steady, waiting for the next value. Not magical, not a mind, just a reliable place to keep something safe until you called for it. And the kids who'd come in nervous felt it then, the worry loosening into something calm, and even a little brave. The thing that had seemed mysterious and out of reach had turned out to be as friendly and solid as a box you could hold in your own 2 hands. That feeling, "Oh, I can hold on to this. I've got a steady place to keep what matters until I need it," is the warm, quiet thing Stash leaves behind. Chase that steady feeling. Everything else in Code Realm is built on it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Stash. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.